Today at Stand Square in Bulawayo, we're celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Joshua Nkomo, who is the founding father of the nation of Zimbabwe. We're celebrating his works in a traditional way with traditional artists entertaining people and with speakers for the event, including myself as one of the speakers.
What was your main message?
The main message was that in Zimbabwe, there are many cultures and languages, but we are one. This I derived from what my father taught the nation. There are various tribes, there are various languages, but at the end of the day, we are just one people.
And we understand the families concerned about uncompleted projects meant to honor the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo. What was your message on this one?
We are very much concerned. At this event, we did not talk about that at all, because we talk about this almost every day. We are very disappointed. We are actually very embarrassed. I'm sure every reasonable Zimbabwean is embarrassed at what is happening on this project. In the coming days, I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more.
What about the significance of the Unity Accord? Are you happy with what is happening now?
The Unity Accord is at least its purpose. As soon as there was government of national unity, I think that the previous unity sort of ceased, as far as I'm concerned. In any case, I've never believed in unity of parties, that's coalition. I've always believed in unity of the people from the grassroots. That's what my father believed in.